Justin Trudeau had sexual relations with a minor and had her sign a $2.25 million non-disclosure agreement so nobody would find out about it. I'm speechless. How is he the Prime Minister of Canada? How did he just win another election? A man who was knowingly in sexual relations with a minor younger than 17, with public records discussing his $2.25 million non-disclosure to cover it up? I have to tell you, I'm just floored. I'm just floored by this. First of all, I don't know how I didn't hear about it. Second of all, how can a man who has knowingly had sexual relations with a minor and publicly signed a more than $2 million non-disclosure agreement to make sure nobody knows about it, and he wins another election in Canada? Trudeau's West Gray accuser was much younger than first thought. Trudeau accuser paid for non-disclosure agreement. Trudeau accuser lands seven-figure NDA to keep quiet about West Gray departure. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's underage accuser was much younger at the time of their relationship than first thought, her father tells the Chronicle. Some in the public discourse pegged the accuser at 17 years old. That is inaccurate. She was much, much younger than that, the wealthy Canadian businessman told the Chronicle yesterday, the mother of the child. He was not a party to the $2.25 million mutual non-disclosure, non-disparagement agreement that she signed in exchange for her continued silence. And this was in October of 2019. The terms of that agreement prevent both the accuser and Trudeau from acknowledging any aspect of the relationship without triggering a 6 to 7 figure liquidated damage clause. The penalty starts at $500,000 and scales up depending on the magnitude of the breach.
In 2007, the FBI released a bulletin with symbols used by pedophiles to identify their sexual preferences and to communicate where to find both each other and their prey. The blue triangles identify boy lovers, the pink hearts are for girl lovers, and the butterflies for child lovers in general. This logo eerily resembles the boy lover symbol. It was used by the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Foundation, set up by the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, in honor of his father. This logo was on the 2015-16 annual report. Then there's Elpida, a Canadian refuge charity. Elpida was founded by the Radcliffe Foundation, set up and owned by Frank Giustra. Now, apart from the interesting choice of logo, there are a few things about Mr. Giustra that fascinate me. First of all, he's a major sponsor to the Clinton Foundation. We're talking $100 million and more. He loved going to Haiti with the Clintons. And he founded the Boys Club Network for boys between 12 and 18 seeking connection and mentorship. His co-founder is Jim Crescenzo, a teacher from Vancouver who received an excellence award from none other than Justin Trudeau. For someone who claims to be a decent family man, Justin Trudeau sure has some interesting friends. Take Christopher Ingvildson, a Canadian private school teacher, convicted for the possession and distribution of child porn. For many years, he was Trudeau's friend and roommate. Then there's his best friend, Peter Dalglish, the world-renowned humanitarian who was caught in the act in Nepal with two children, aged 12 and 14. He was the founder of Street Kids International and the Trails Youth Initiative Program. To Trudeau's interesting best friends, here we have Ben Levin, former deputy minister of the Ministry of Education, arrested and convicted in 2013 for making and distributing child pornography. Then there's Jan Gomeshi, the Canadian CBC radio host, arrested and charged in 2015 with 7 counts of sexual assault and 1 count of overcoming resistance by choking. Now, I don't know about this, but if I were Trudeau, I'd be more careful selecting my friends. Check this out. This still image appears in a video clip of a band called Sex Stains, and this is where it gets interesting. They played at Comet Ping Pong, a restaurant in Washington, D.C., best known for its pizzas. Meet the owner of Comet Ping Pong, James Achilles Alephantis. When Alafanta started his restaurant in 2006, he didn't have much, according to himself. Yet in 2012, only 6 years later, he was named as one of the 50 most powerful people in Washington, D.C. So, who exactly is James Alafantis? He portrays Comet Ping Pong as a family-friendly restaurant, yet his tweets and those posted on his Twitter account are controversial, to say the least. It's clear that Alafantis loves art. Comet Ping Pong often displays the work of artists with a very specific taste. This is the work of Arrington de Dioniso. Not a big Trump fan, huh? Why is this on the walls of a child-friendly pizza place? Alafantis loves a good party. Now here's a picture he wishes he never posted. Meet his party friend, Miss Summercamp. What else? He had a love affair with David Brock, political consultant and founder of Media Matters for America, a progressive research and information center dedicated to comprehensively monitor, analyze, and correct conservative misinformation in the US media. In other words, an organization for censorship. Brock's Media Matters received $1 million from none other than George Soros back in 2010. Brock also founded Correct the Record with the sole purpose of censoring all negative reports on Hillary Clinton on social media. Censorship once again. He is best friends with the political top of the US. He is closely connected to the Podesta brothers, John and Tony Podesta. John Podesta is quite a hotshot in American politics. He was White House Chief of Staff to President Clinton, counselor to President Obama, and chairman of the 2016 Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Tony Podesta is a political lobbyist and art supporter. He and his ex-wife Heather collect the work of, for instance, the Dutch artist Margie Geerlings. Fascinating, to say the least. They are also great admirers and buyers of the work of Patricia Piccinini. And what about the work of Biljana Djordjevic that actually adorns the Podesta's living room? And then there's the most interesting work of Kim Noble, a survivor of severe trauma in early childhood, which left her with 13 alter personas. Her artwork shows the horrific things she experienced as a young child, like torture and rape. Her work was exhibited in Comet Ping Pong, our child-friendly pizza place. Now, I don't know about you, but this makes me sick as a dog. What kind of a pizza place exhibits naked, abused, tortured, raped, and even dead children on its walls? What kind of man becomes one of the most powerful people in Washington, D.C., serving pizza? How come the political top of the U.S., the Podestas, the Clintons, and even Obama, president of the U.S. at that time, how come they all want to spend time with a sick perv like Alafantis? What I'd found out was so contrary to my belief system that I wanted to dismiss my discoveries. It just could not be true that the people we trust, the ones we vote for, were so evil. I simply could not handle the facts. How could people so charming and intelligent be part of a child trafficking pedophile ring where children were tortured, raped, and killed for pleasure? I felt like I'd ended up in a nightmare. All I wanted to do was dismiss it all. Couldn't it just be all coincidence that the Clintons and the Obamas and Trudeau, beautiful, charming Trudeau, had surrounded themselves with the wrong friends? If their friends are all pedophiles, that doesn't mean they are, right? And maybe they don't even know about their friends' sexual preferences? I mean, I know Bill Clinton's healer, the Brazilian John of God, was recently arrested for keeping sex slaves whom he made pregnant time and again. I know he admitted to selling the babies for thousands of dollars and killing the slave mothers after 10 years of giving birth. I know the main whistleblower in this case suddenly died a suspicious death, but come on, how could Bill Clinton have known? And I know he went to the private island of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. I know he was on the passenger list 26 times, together with other sex offenders like Kevin Spacey, who was recently arrested for multiple rape accounts, among others with young boys. But that doesn't make Clinton a sex-raging animal, right? I know he was investigated for the rape of a young boy by Jenny Moore, a former police officer who informed the FBI and the Department for Homeland Security, after which he suddenly died in a hotel room. But that doesn't make Bill Clinton a murderer, does it?